The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Brazil is now the world's fastest-growing COVID-19 hotspot. Each day, it's reporting more than 10,000 new infections and about 1,000 new deaths. Brazil's top scientists say the country isn't even close to its pandemic peak yet, and over the weekend, its health minister quit, the second to leave in a month. With me now is WLRN's America's editor Tim Padgett to talk not just about Brazil's COVID-19 meltdown, but the political chaos that's making it worse. Tim, just how badly does Brazil's COVID-19 pandemic seem to be spreading right now, and where in the country is it worst?
Well, consider about a week ago, Brazil's number of COVID-19 cases and deaths wasn't even in the global top 10. Yesterday, Brazil had the world's fourth highest number of infections at about 250,000, passing Italy and Spain. It had the sixth highest number of fatalities at almost 17,000. No other country in Latin America and the Caribbean comes close. Large cities like Sao Paulo have been hit hard, but some smaller and more remote places like Manaus, up on the Amazon River, are being ravaged. Manaus alone accounts for a tenth of Brazil's infections and deaths. Ambulances are driving around the city looking for any place that will take critical coronavirus patients because every hospital bed is occupied.
Do Brazilian public health officials know what's caused this meltdown in the situation there?
I talked to an infectious disease expert in Sao Paulo. He points to two big factors. First, Brazil's health system is overwhelmed. Brazil has never invested in healthcare at the level Latin America's largest country ought to do. So it's competing with every other developing country for things like enough coronavirus testing kits. And on top of that, it was already dealing with a number of other epidemics like dengue. Second, and most important, Brazilians simply haven't taken social distancing and quarantine seriously enough. In fact, in the favelas or slums of cities like Rio de Janeiro, street gangs have had to enforce the lockdown orders that local mayors and state governors have issued because Brazilians, unfortunately, are getting just the opposite message from their federal government.
Right. Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, has dismissed COVID-19 as a, quote, media hoax. He encourages mass public gatherings, he goes out without a mask, and he shakes people's hands. Is he being blamed in any way now for the pandemic's escalation?
Short answer, yes. I mean, he was out and at it again this past weekend, although he was finally wearing a mask. The governor of Sao Paulo, Brazil's largest state, said recently the country is fighting two viruses, the coronavirus and the Bolsonaro virus. And polls show most Brazilians agree. When Bolsonaro was asked a couple weeks ago about Brazil's spiraling COVID-19 deaths, his response was, so what?
Bolsonaro fired his first health minister last month because he publicly criticized what he called the president's reckless approach to the pandemic. Now, just a few days ago, Bolsonaro's second health minister quit for much the same reason. Tim, who is in charge of Brazil's pandemic response?
I wish I could answer that, but I can't. I'd just be guessing at this point.
At the same time, Brazil is going through another political upheaval that's making it harder for the government to focus on fighting the pandemic. Tell us about that.
Right. A big scandal. Bolsonaro's justice minister just resigned, and he accused Bolsonaro of trying to force him to hire one of the president's political cronies as head of the federal police in Rio de Janeiro state, where Bolsonaro's sons are reportedly under federal investigation. And as you point out, it's all distracting Brazil from the more important effort against COVID-19.
Now, Brazilian scientists say the country isn't even close to seeing its peak of infections and deaths, and many say Brazil's official coronavirus numbers are not an accurate indication of just how bad things are. How much worse might they be?
A recent study by a consortium of scientists and hospitals estimates the number of infections in Brazil to be closer to the number we've seen here in the U.S. And as you know, the U.S. has reported the world's highest number of cases and deaths.
I've been talking with WLRN America's editor, Tim Padgett. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.